Hello, team. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are we today? Hello, indeed.
Jade's got a brand new nickname for me. Debut today. I'm not into it. Go ahead, Jade.
You
what is
love
it?
It's Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
I say okay.
As in, honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's
what do you not
us?
Like about it?
Why can't I call you Boo Boo?
I mean, look, I'll give it a week. Let's see how long you stick with it.
I think it's stuck. I don't think you have a choice. You can't choose.
No
your nickname.
Choice. You got no choice.
Well, you're calling
Jade
producer Jackson
so.
Bubble Tea today. Like, where do you come up with this?
I call
shit?
Him Bubbles. It's short for bubble tea because he took me on a date and he bought me a bubble tea over the weekend.
What's Crevo's?
Well, sometimes I just call him Mark for something different.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
Well, you play pickleball with Mark. You should call him your little pickleball.
My little pickle. You can be Pickles. Hey, Pickles.
As a man, there's something you don't want to hear.
No.
Oh, hey, little my little pickle.
My little pickle.
That's absolutely something you don't want to hear.
Yeah, but we're friends, so I'm not like...
She can make small fellas jokes.
It's not. I wasn't thinking of that. It was just... It's
you're
cute.
So innocent. I get it.
I am. I don't know what you're talking about, small pickles. I like a dill pickle.
Do you?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the
Yum.
Pickles.
Really?
Like, I like them on burgers. I know people that just eat them out of the jar, drink the pickle juice.
Yeah, yummy. Oh, you know, it took me 34 years to realize that they were cucumbers.
Really?
Yep.
Live and learn.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Look, Maddie, I just told Maddie.
Oh, shit.
Dill pickles are cucumbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Took Maddie 31 years.
So, what? How I'm so confused.
Because they put the mini cucumbers into just vinegar.
Right.
And it's the vinaigrette and the special.
They're just shriveled up cucumbers.
Well, no, they're not the full grown cured. One. They're just a young
They're
one.
A young cucumber.
Or a different variety.
Wow.
And it's the, like, the vinegar that they put in it that gives it that tang.
There you go.
Well, I didn't know that,
See?
So thank you, Jade.
31 Look. Years. We all live and learn. Actually, it took me 33, so I taught Maddie something.
That's nice. You guys can bond over it. How do you like that, Jade's little boo-boo?
Great. Oh, shut up.
It doesn't sound right coming from you.
Oh, sorry. The nickname's exclusive to you, is it?
Can you? Do you ever get called Marky?
No.
Who calls you that?
Nobody.
Marky?
No.
Marky.
Do you have a nickname other than Crevo?
I don't mind Marky.
If you want.
Oh, your fiance calls you Boo.
Yeah,
hey, Boo.
That's true.
Oh, you get Hey Boo. Yeah, you see that pop up. You know what? Mm. Next time we do a live stream event, I have to let you know. You have to tell Emmy not to message you when you're doing a live event because she always stuffs up the video feed because her message comes through and it stops the recording.
Oh, that's true.
And then...
Yeah, because it's always using my phone.
Yeah.
Crevo's like, suck it up.
Yeah, no, so when...
Use your own fucking phone.
Because I was... It was awkward once because I was recording and then I kept seeing her WhatsApp messages come up. I'm like, I don't want to read them. And I'm like, fuck. And then I'm swiping them away, but then it... Because it
kept
stops the
up.
Filming. And I was like, Emmy, stop it, Emmy.
Yeah,
but
I don't
it's
know.
Cute.
I'll have to, like, maybe I can block WhatsApp or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't use WhatsApp
calls,
as much
Crevo,
as you.
When your woman calls,
yeah,
you've got to answer that call.
Yeah.
Of course.
But that's one thing I'm grateful about, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
He leaves me alone.
Yeah,
like,
you're the pest.
No, when no, he knows, like, if I'm at an event or something like that, he doesn't harass me.
You have
me.
No respect for his time at work, might I add. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. He's recently moved stores.
Mm.
Now, I know all of Benny's former workmates because I've been in the car many a times when you've called the office number when he doesn't answer his mobile phone.
Yeah, it's true.
And I know all of the people. And
I am annoying.
Sometimes, right.
It even annoys
up.
You.
No, just I've worked in a I've worked in a shop like that and I know how annoying it is when you get personal calls at work. And when you're serving a customer, literally, if Benny might be working, right? Mm. Say he's serving somebody and he doesn't answer his phone. Mm. Jade's got his work number saved under the contact. And she'll call the store and it's like, hello, BCF. Jade's like, hi, John. It's only me, Jade again. Hi, I'm Ben's wife. I'm just wondering, is Benny available? He's clearly not available because he didn't answer his mobile phone. The other guy at the old store, I could tell.
No, Greg loves me.
He used to go...
And the new
Yes, James.
He didn't. He loved to chat. And Jared, the new manager where Benny is, he said to Ben the other day when he took my first ever call, he said, "She sounds like a really nice girl." And Ben's like, "Yeah.
She is."
See? And I was like, "That's nice."
You can't be doing that.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Watch, James.
Imagine Benny, you're doing the show right, and Benny just wants to ask you a fairly menial question.
And he calls
like,
the show.
Like, what do you want calls for dinner? And he just called the show.
The studio line.
Hello, my love. I'm just wondering what you're
buying
for dinner.
Well, I'd speak to him. I'd say, Ben, my job's a little bit different to yours. And I'd say, look, you can't be calling the show because you're affecting 100,000 plus people's experience. So there'll be no calls on the work time.
Double standards.
Look at you, your number dropper.
Well, that's from last count, we're growing a show, so we've got more.
Probably 100,001
show. So you're a growing boy. Have another burger.
Don't forget to
eat
your broccoli.
I'm proud of our show. I'm proud of our job.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
Yes,
we have a big listener
too.
Area. I know. I love our listeners.
Yeah. I love our listeners too.
I'm putting them before my husband.
On that note, as a listener, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, enjoy. Lots of fun coming up today.
Lots of fun. Jade's given the show a 10 out of 10 today.
10 out of 10 every day.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
This is awesome! Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here now band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Creo.
What else? What else?
I tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Creo.
I've sort of gotten to a point where I would rather have the bush. It's animalistic, you know?
How disgusting.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Hey, team.
Good morning.
Good vibes today. Yeah. The sun is back. Yay. Can you believe it? How awesome was yesterday afternoon when the rain clouds just disappeared?
The sun started poking through.
My mood instantly lifted. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God, there's the sun. I felt like we'd moved to England for a little while.
Hello, old friend.
Yes. It was so like that. But I have to give a big shout out to my dad this morning. He's trucky on the road, and he stopped in at the Hexham Servo and at the truck stop there, had a shower and stuff this morning.
I had no idea that truck stops had showers.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Does he wear thongs into the shower?
I would assume so.
I think they do.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
it's
a
risk,
be a pretty rank
it?
Shower.
No, they get cleaned really well.
Oh, good.
But yeah, anyway, you know? Morning, Dad. Thanks for listening.
Well,
you said you'd be listening.
Word would get around as to which, like, places are clean.
Yeah, clean. Yeah. Like, well, it's true because my sister and her husband have a cleaning contract for one of the Caltexes in Queensland. And, like, they have very high standards. So their showers are immaculate.
I think, like, 30, 40 years ago, there would have been
a
lot of like rank truck stop showers.
Well,
but now
a lot
I
of porno that... mags hanging out in the bathrooms.
I think things must be better now.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next, we have a very interesting interview.
Yeah, so essentially, like you would have seen a lot of these videos going around on Facebook at the moment with flooding, where there's like masses and masses of like mice and spiders, right?
Yeah.
You're almost guaranteed to have caught some of this in your feed. We've got one of the guys who's filmed one of the biggest spider hauls of all time.
Yeah.
They're crawling across his entire house.
And his name's Matt as well, with two T's, Maddie. So you'll like talking to him.
It's a guaranteed good interview.
So unique.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Yeah, and it's time to meet Matt in just a moment. He's from Kinchello on the mid-north coast, where, of course, the rain has been as wild as it has been here.
Yeah.
Maybe even wilder. And for some reason, his place has become a magnet for all of the region spiders. There's videos that he's put up with hundreds of thousands of large spiders crawling all over his house, all over his property. It's like something out of a horror movie.
It really is.
Of spiders.
Coming out of every crevet. Interesting last name, Lovenfoss. Matt, good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Hey, good, thank
you, mate. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us. So, how are you sleeping at night? Because there are more than 100,000 spiders just crawling all over your sheds and everything at home.
They don't really worry. It's pretty cool, but it's crazy. It's crazy to see so many.
Now, have you kind of become famous online overnight, like since you posted that video? How many views has it had?
Oh, I don't know. It's blown up. I posted a photo, yesterday or the day before.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's got like 40,000 shares.
Well, you've
had... And then the video's gone crazy too.
Oh, you've had 10,000 views, almost hitting 11,000 on YouTube.
Wow.
That's insane.
There you go.
I'll share the YouTube video to our Facebook page.
Facebook is where it's at, though.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's great. I think on YouTube, on Facebook, I posted it last night at 6 o'clock, and it's got over 100,000.
Wow.
That's nuts. So
you're underselling him, Jade.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. I'm like, 10,000. Matt, tell us, we don't know whereabouts you live, so Kinchello it is on the mid-north coast. Like, how far is that from Newcastle?
So it's probably maybe three hours from Newcastle. It's 20 minutes east of Kempsey, just near Southwest Rock.
Yeah.
Okay,
And it's just a little farming area. It's nice. It's my family's farm.
Yeah.
And when the flood comes, the water comes from behind the spring, comes slowly, and it just pushes all the bugs and spiders and everything towards the house.
Right. Okay, so you sort of have like a creek or something behind your house, like a swamp or something that brings them forwards, or...?
There's actually a creek in front, but then they open floodgates, so the water goes around from the back and it meets.
Matt, we're talking about this so casually. How are the spiders, the over 100,000 spiders, affecting your life? Like, that is not normal.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I've seen it happen before. So
yeah.
I saw it, and I grew up here, so I don't mind it. I sort of think it's cool. I was excited to see them. I knew they were going to be there, so I sort of went looking for them.
That's nuts, man.
It's just crazy to see so many spiders.
Do you get a pest, one of those pest guys around once a year just to protect your home?
A what? Pest guys?
Yeah, the pest guys. No?
I don't think Matt cares about the spiders.
You're so chilly.
Are they dangerous? They're obviously not dangerous ones then.
No, I don't think they are. I don't know exactly what they are. A lot of people are saying they're wolf spiders and other people call them other things, but I don't know. But I'm pretty sure they aren't dangerous.
Like, you've got some balls, Matt.
They weren't biting me or anything. So
you've got some balls. That's all I'll say.
They weren't biting me or anything, so it's all cool. That's a summary. You can tell we're a bunch of city.
There's a man that you want to marry. You know, like, happy to take the rodents and spiders out. That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Matt. We'll put the video up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's just there now.
Good luck with ridding your life of the spiders.
How long do you reckon it'll take, real quick, before they all go back to the water?
Well, when the water starts to go down, I guess they'll go back with it slowly. But they're all over the house at the moment. They're everywhere.
Far out.
God.
Wow.
Your home is my home.
We're talking probably, actually, I reckon it might be a million spiders.
The numbers keep climbing, but it's a lot. You get the idea.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for your time. Lads versus Lasses is up next, guys. We have on offer today a $50 Inferno restaurant voucher for the winner. We need one guy, one girl to take each other on. We're taking your calls on 13 10 09.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. This runs all year. We still need a lad this morning on 13 10 09. Looking at the leaderboard, we are still tied on 22 gold stars apiece.
We're
on offer
close
today. We have a $50 Inferno restaurant voucher for the winner, which is a beautiful new Italian restaurant on Beaumont Street.
Come on, lads. Like, you could take your lovely lady there.
Good cocktails.
And get yourself a dinner.
Perfect. Okay. Well, right now we're going to Lily. She's 20 from Maryland. She's a nursing student. She has only been in Newcastle for a couple of weeks. She's from the Central Coast. Loves the gym and cooking. Her go-to karaoke song is Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
Hey, Lily, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Hi. So how are you enjoying Newcastle?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's great.
Oh, good. And
where on the Central Coast are you from?
Just Gosford.
Yeah, right.
Prevo's from the coast. Well, yeah. Thanks for picking us.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Oh, good stuff. All right, well, I want to give you the voucher now. I'm the last to win.
All right, so...
let's do this. Question number one, Jade, for Lily.
The Culture Kings one.
So, Culture Kings is a famous brand known for selling what?
Clothes.
Correct.
Of course.
That's right.
My favourite shop, Culture King.
The Gladiator Ute is made by which company?
Hyundai?
No. Jeep. And question number three, does a drill press drill down from the top or does it press in from the sides?
The top.
That is correct.
Two out of three. Woo-hoo! Not bad, which means our lad this morning needs to get three right to walk away with the win. Just hold the line there for us, Lily.
Good job, Lily.
And it's time to meet Adam, 42 years of age, from Lochinvar, a dad of three. Is working night shifts as an electrician. What work do you do at night there? Or where are you working, rather?
Coal miner.
Oh, of course. They always need Sparkies for all their gear, yeah?
That's it.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, well, let's get into these questions. You need to get three out of three to win. Number one for you. What is the name of Leonardo DiCaprio's character in Titanic? First name is all we're after. Jack.
Unlucky.
Jack. Yeah, I wouldn't have got that either.
Jack, come back. Come back, Jack.
Disappearing into the ocean.
Come back, jump on the door, it's massive.
What a cow. He could have fit on that door.
There's plenty of room. All right, number two. Now, you've got to get these next two if you want to go to a tiebreaker, all right?
All right.
The company OGX is most famous for making what? Multiple choice here. A, hair care. B, lip gloss. Or C, hair removal products.
Lip gloss.
Incorrect. Nice.
The ladies have won.
Lily wins.
Yes.
Well done, Lily.
Congratulations, Lily.
New Newcastle resident, picking the right station. Well done.
$50 Inferno voucher coming at you, Lily. Enjoy, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck with all your studies.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you. Well, there you go. I'm glad she won.
No offense, Adam,
I'm sorry, but she's new to Newcastle and she picked us. I'm happy with that.
No, that's
get her out.
I like Adam.
Dining.
You're always loyal, aren't you, Creever?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, and this time with Maddie is up next here at New FM. Birthday lotto also worth $700 today. Stand by for that after 7 o'clock this morning. Good morning.
At New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creever. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creever.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
And guys, I have a confession, which I sort of told you yesterday, Maddie, and you were like, oh my God, that's so gross, and carried on. But I have started... Oh, sorry, actually, wrong thing, guys.
That's Are you coming, okay, Jade?
No, I'm not. That's coming up at 8:10. I do.
Definitely.
Happy Mobile Cafe aren't too far away.
Oh my God, let's reset. Pretend that didn't happen. Okay. Everyone, hey, Jade, what are we doing next?
What small thing sent you over the edge?
Oh, yeah. did that?
Perfect example right there on 13:10:09. We want to know what small thing sent you just broke the last straw that broke the camel's
back.
And
where did this come from?
Because my husband, Benny, just lost his small mind on the weekend. He just got so annoyed with our bins, he destroyed them. I've never had a problem with our bins.
Not an issue. So we had two side-by-side where the dishwasher is meant to go.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Ben would just always have an issue trying to put them, fit them back in, and the lid wouldn't close properly for some reason whenever he used it. He had previously kicked the bin in about a year
now
ago.
Now destroyed.
Now he actually, gone. He was going, oh my God. He grabbed the bin, he took it outside to the point where he like started like crushing it like a can, like a beer can. I said, Ben, calm down. Don't tell me to calm down, because that's, you know, it always sends you over the edge when someone's always telling you to calm down as well.
Yeah.
So anything that sort of just sent you over the edge.
Those vibe of stories. Sometimes it's just you've had a rough day, whatever, and there's a small thing.
Flat packs. That'll send you over the edge.
Great example.
I put one together yesterday.
How'd you go? Lose your mind? You did. It broke you.
Because, you know, because I helped you carry that box up yesterday, and I was like, in my mind, because you go, oh, I actually don't mind flat packs. I always have a wine. And I was like, that's a great strategy.
Do you know what defeated me, though?
You didn't have the wine?
I didn't have the wine. Yeah. And you know what else defeated me? The foam packaging that it come in. So, like, I opened the box, and it's that, like, you know, that real brittle foam.
Oh, yeah. And it crumbled.
And it was crumbling everywhere, and there was so much of it. I'm like, damn, I threw it everywhere, and my whole house was like a snow party.
Perfect example.
Crap everywhere. Yeah, exactly.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Hey, 13, 10, and 9 this morning. What small thing sent you over the edge? Clearly the weather with Jade.
I'm so angry! Yeah, guys. My husband, Ben, lost his mind. Basically, on the weekend, he just, the bin sent him over the edge
to
the point where
he crushed
it.
Jade, you're so hung up on it. We've heard for 2 days.
Bins.
Bin has been crushed.
Bins aren't cheap. You know when you buy good ones?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like 80 bucks or 100 bucks.
Yeah. I got mine from, like, on sale, but still.
It just depends, because some people obviously act out, such as your husband.
Yeah.
I act out as well. Like, if I get frustrated enough, it takes a lot. I go crazy. I really do. Yesterday, that poor box, that flat pack box, I put my brand new TV unit together. It was a nightmare. It was awful.
Speaking of boxes, we put this up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Crystal wrote, it doesn't send me over the edge, but it does annoy me when my husband doesn't flatten the cardboard boxes before putting them in the recycling. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
does that not annoy you guys?
No, it doesn't. I put all boxes into the recycling, fully built.
I've got to say, so I've had a lot of boxes at home lately.
Yeah.
We have a garbage room downstairs at our apartment building.
Yeah.
You almost feel like you're committing a crime when you go and put fully built boxes into the cardboard bins.
Well, there's over 100 people in your building.
I did it yesterday.
Oh.
I filled a whole bin up just with my rubbish.
Shame. Where's our shame bell?
I've got that now. Sorry, Dale.
Taylor wrote as well. She was making her bed. Her sheet got caught on the corner and it ripped a tiny bit. And she said she cracked the shits and ended up ripping the tear bigger in the moment of frustration.
Oh, wow. There you go. See, deal with your anger in different ways, people. Buy like a, you know, squeezy ball or something, a stress ball.
Stress ball.
Punching bag.
Hey, What's the Goss is up next with producer Jackson. You know what? You're not an angry guy.
Me?
No.
Oh, no.
Very chill.
He can be.
Yeah, no, I'm very reserved at work. I'm a very different person once I leave these confines.
Yeah.
Mostly about food, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have something there.
You know why? It's because you don't eat during the day.
Yeah.
So understand, poor Andrew, like when you get home at night and your dinner's not right, you do, like, lose the plot a bit.
Ah, we all know what we sign up for. Andy Cohen has revealed that we're pronouncing one of the Kardashians' names wrong. And it's Chloe. He's going to give you the... I'll play the audio. It's very fascinating. Also, too, what's got Taylor Swift and Katy Perry fans in a bit of a swirl?
Oh.
She said something on Idol. Play the audio.
We'll do it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
The mood is really low in here because the coffee man's van just broke down. Oh. So, guys, I'm sorry, no coffee this morning. Isn't it just terrible? Look at the heartbreak.
Yeah.
It's happening right in front of my eyes. Maddie from the newsroom, you're like screaming into the air. It really it's disappointing, isn't it?
I need coffee.
I know. Oh. Nescafe. You want some prison coffee? I make a good Nescafe.
Yeah, you do. Maddie makes it with love. So, it always tastes better than when I make
Actually, I'm not making the whole office coffees. Jackson, thank God you don't drink coffee. What's the goss time?
I know, I'm always on the waters. Go me. So let's talk about Taylor Swift's Katy Perry. So Katy Perry's obviously on American Idol right now, doing her thing. So last night I was looking through Twitter and it's melting down. Everyone's talking about a collaboration, right? So nothing's been confirmed, but listen to these sweet words that Katy Perry said.
And if you don't learn how to come together, you will not reap the benefits of being seasoned. The sum of you together is better than the sum of you apart. There was a little respect there.
Absolutely.
And that had to grow overnight, because I know it wasn't there in the beginning. That's what queens do.
That's what queens do, baby!
Can you imagine if Taylor and I worked together, what we could do?
As if this isn't being set up right now in front of us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Also, they had one of Pop's biggest ever feuds. So, at least she acknowledges it, because Katie was quite petty.
All over dances as well.
I know.
How amazing.
So ridiculous.
Well, you shouldn't try and steal someone's dances.
Whose side were you on, Jen?
Taylor's, of course.
Were you?
No, I was on Katie's. You know what? If I'm in a bar fight, right, I want Katy Perry backing me.
Yeah, that's so true.
Should be like smashing chairs over people's backs.
No, because I believe in taking the high road, because good always wins over evil.
The high road is all good in theory, but how boring to live a life with the high road.
Yeah, real talk, though, Katy Perry does need a Taylor collab, because her career, it's just not what it used to be. Taylor still firing. I do agree with you. I love Katy Perry, but Taylor's more successful.
That's the difference when you can write your own music and when you can't.
Because I think Katy Perry, though, would be making more money than ever being on Idol.
Yeah, 20 mil plus per year.
That's a lot of albums to sell.
Speaking of Katy Perry, have you seen Orlando Bloom lately? He looks completely different. He doesn't look how he used to.
We all get old, Jade.
I know, but it's like his nose has expanded. Like, I don't know if he's had a nose job. It's changed.
He's come out and done a very interesting interview over the last couple of days as well. If I was Katy Perry, I wouldn't be like 100% stoked with, because he's gone into like great detail about how
Sex life.
Yeah, he's not getting enough sexy time from her and stuff like that.
She's the breadwinner. I mean, she's busy.
That's true.
Earning money.
Go back to Hobbiton, mate.
What's Orlando Bloom been in lately? Like Pirates of the Caribbean, like 10 years ago?
That was it. His nose has completely changed.
Well, back to the nose.
I'm just fixated on his nose.
Oh, well, we'll look out for that. That'd be great.
Someone else's nose has changed is Khloe Kardashian's. Mm. Oh, are you giving up the changing look of the Kardashians right now? I'm off them. I didn't think I'd ever say this before, but the first episode of their final season aired, one of the most sleep-inducingly boring things I've ever watched since the Rihanna concert hit the Newcastle Entertainment Centre in 2009. We're not pronouncing her name right.
What?
Okay, yeah, that's what I was like. Andy Cohen, he's gone on Jimmy Fallon and he's revealed how Khloe Kardashian prefers her name to be pronounced.
You talked to Khloe Kardashian and you said, we've all been pronouncing her name wrong this whole time.
It's Khloe. Khloe is the name. There's a little accent over the name. And so I went and interviewed the Kardashians at Khloe's house.
No.
Sorry, but
yeah, I'm sorry
her.
Too, but
call her.
I will call her Khloe.
I walked in, I go, Khloe, and the other women go, excuse me? And Chris said, yeah, that's actually really how it's pronounced.
Khloe, no way.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a no way from me.
Yeah.
Khloe.
It's just being difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just being a diva.
It's Khloe.
Why bother after all these years?
I mean, if you're Kim, I guess you can demand that. But if you're one of the least irrelevant sisters of the three.
That's like Crevo coming here and saying, guys, I don't want to be Crevo. I want to be Crevo.
Jade.
Yeah.
Jade.
It's ridiculous.
Jade. That's more likely, to be honest. Guys, I've got a new name. It's Jade.
It's French.
That's so lame. So lame.
Thank you, Jackson.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I know this might be unpopular, but when everyone says, you know the J.R. Tolkien books?
Yeah.
In high school, I hated those.
Not for you.
Not for
you.
Different strikes.
A lot of book readers out there.
I don't care.
A lot of bookworms. They're going to hit you with the spine of their books.
The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
So yesterday, you guys were telling me a story, and I have uncovered one of the great employment scams of our time, because, Jade, you're attempting to commit daylight robbery on Maddie, right?
No,
I'm
not.
You said...
Don't ruin this for me.
You tried to rope Maddie in to paint your fence, which would be a good day's work to do properly, a couple
yeah.
coats, and your only offer of payment was a case of beer.
So
that is a good deal.
Let me tell you, painting a fence is one of life's most awful tasks. It's time consuming. It's hard. It's messy.
Ours is easy though. It's,
no,
don't think
it's
a white
not.
Picket fence. Just think, a roll paint roller.
A case of beer is like $40, $45. So you're gonna.
I'll be there for at least 6 to 8 hours,
and I'll feed you.
It's like $5 an hour, Jade. That's the sort of thing that gets you on
Can
current
affairs.
Can you
please affair. Just shush, Crevo? Maddie's already agreed anyway. You
I
can't
haven't
back out
agreed.
On
it.
Yeah, you
I said I'd think about it, and it depends when it is.
All right. So,
so
this
I've
is
got
the,
some wriggle room here.
This is the debate. 13:10:09, is a case of beer or grog fair payment for a mate to do work for you?
Oh, 100%. I reckon a lot of blokes out there would agree with
no,
me.
No, no, no.
You offer your
work.
Mate...
Not.
A case of beer to help you out, I think that's fair.
A full day's work for a $40 case of beer
okay.
is ridiculous.
This is where I stand on the situation. I think it's not okay to offer a case of beer in exchange for this sort of job. If it's helping somebody lift something or, like, helping their lives, absolutely.
Oh, come on.
You ain't reeling me in to do your everyday tasks at home that you don't want to do yourself.
No, I'm going to help you. So it's not like you're doing it by yourself. You're Ben,
nah,
myself,
not interested.
And you. Case
Sorry.
Of beer, that's fair.
All right, 13:10:09. Are you team Maddie? This is
no
robbery. Robbery? Or are you team Jade, where this is fine and you can swap booze for jobs? That's where we what we need. Give us a call. Get involved.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Is grog currency to help a mate out?
Gee, thanks. Just got it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it.
Money, get rich, baby, tap in.
Yeah, over the years, there's been a few of these scandals where companies are caught out underpaying their employees. This is a perfect example of it because, in my eyes, Jade, you offered Maddie the paltry sum of one case of beer to paint all day. Seems really unreasonable.
Not really, because I'm helping, Ben's helping, and Maddie. Three lots of hands make light work. I'll provide lunch. I'll get one of those hot chook platter deals from Woolies and we'll have fun. What more can you want?
See, I look at it from a different perspective. I see three people painting a fence as too many cooks in the kitchen. I really do.
Well,
too
you'll be
many.
Head painter. You'll tell us what to do.
No,
so you
absolutely
get the captain's
not.
Hat as well.
No, I just don't think it's worth it, Jade. I won't go through a case of beer. I don't drink
yes,
beer
you
all that.
Will.
No, I actually don't drink beer all that often.
All right, I'll get you a bottle of vodka then.
Where from?
I'll get you a Grey Goose.
Oh, if you're going to say
Aldi.
I'll get your premium.
You're trying to get out on the cheap.
Grey duck.
Same thing. It doesn't.
It's the Aldi one.
Yeah, grey duck. Still, a lot of mates, you know what? You shouldn't be putting a price on our friendship. That's rude. You should take the gesture of getting a case of beer, a feed, and some fun as a nice amount of payment.
Well, what about you? Where do you sit on this, Kriver? Because you seem quite disgusted, but I feel like that's something that you would do.
Yeah.
No, so if with...
Let's be honest.
For me, I'll pay trades to do stuff.
What about...
People are doing honest work.
What about friends?
Oh, please.
What do you mean?
Friends, it's different.
No, I don't... I don't mind giving my time, but I don't want it to be transactional.
Ugh. This isn't a transaction. It's just like, oh, hey, mate, what a great day. You should.
Why don't you ever ask Crevo to do these jobs? Why is it always directed at me?
Because Crevo's always busy.
And you... so am I.
Sleeping.
And also you are the expert on paint.
Yeah.
I think Jade's leaning
You worked
on that.
At Dulux for like 10, 15 years.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I like... Yeah, that's why I hate painting.
Yeah, but that's why you're head painter. Let's go to the phones this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Morning.
Is Grog currency to help a mate out okay?
I'm with Crevo. You don't sort of ask for anything in exchange to help a friend. But in Jade and Maddie's case, I feel like you guys need to have contracts drawn up for your friendship and like the whole lists everywhere. And I don't know. I think there's always a bit of a scandal there with YouTube.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, so it's fair.
Crevo might need to draw up some contracts. Yeah, for
That's
sure.
So you're saying, yes, it's okay.
Yeah, I'll take a case of beer, but I think for you guys, I think that's going to go ongoing forever. So yeah. Getting the contracts drawn up. Yeah, for sure.
I'll never hear the end of this, Katie.
No. All right, well, that's okay. So one okay to pay your mates with beer. Happy about that.
It was conditional.
No. She said it's fine. James.
Hey, James.
Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good. So is Grog currency to help a mate out okay?
100% it is.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm on Jade's side. I think that if you're going to pay me the case of beer
and a feed,
yeah,
and a feed, there you go.
Free
you can
food
then
or...
get it something back in return from Jade one day.
Oh, there you go, Maddie. You can get a month worth of lifts for free. Or something.
I think that's a good deal, James. I'm reasonable.
Do you know what?
Yeah,
James, don't you think there's different degrees of jobs, though? Like, moving a piece of furniture, I think, warrants a case of beer. Painting for 8 hours requires payment.
James, if that,
cold,
mate.
Hard
there's
cat.
Three of us with rollers.
Case of beer or a bottle of vodka, that's fine for me.
Thanks, James. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I don't agree, but that's okay. Lyndon's on the phone. Hey, Lyndon.
G'day.
Hey, man.
G'day. Good. Now, is Grog currency... to help a mate out, is it okay?
Oh, I reckon it is, but in this case, I think I'm on your side, Maddie.
Thanks,
I reckon Jade's pulling you a bit.
She is as well.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I brought it up.
She'll charge you like $50 a week to give you a list of whatnot. You're like, oh yeah, just do us a favour, mate. Just stop pulling our friendship. Just here's a case for 8 hours of work and a hot one day, mate. Yeah.
Lyndon. I gave Maddie a discount. It's now $40 a fortnight.
Oh, bloody hell, you've won me. Maddie, I don't know what you're doing, mate.
Oh,
you just
yes.
Got $10 off a week.
She
you
does.
Got an extra 5 minutes for you to paint her fence for a Woolies chook, brother.
And don't forget the pasta and coleslaw.
Lyndon, I want to talk to you to one-on-one for a second here. This is what I deal with, Lyndon. Every day.
I deliver groceries. I hear you guys in the morning, 6 to 9, and oh boy, first time caller. This is finally the thing that's making me call. You put up with a lot, mate, but... Oh,
Lyndon, I love you. I love
good
you.
Good content, mate.
Do you know what, Lyndon?
No, I'm a delight, man.
I'm going to give you a bottle of wine for that.
Oh.
Thank you, Lyndon. All yours, brother. Thanks for the support.
Oh. I'll never hear the end of this now.
In other words, I ain't doing it. Sorry, doll. Pulling you out right here.
That's not fair.
I'm too busy.
You'll get desperate. I know you will. You'll be like, oh, I need alcohol for my birthday party next weekend.
That's
all right.
What she's leaning on.
I'll help you paint
That's
your fence.
That's what she's leaning on. Oh, there's an angle. She had an angle all along.
Of course she did. She thinks she knows me. But
I do.
I'll shock you one day.
I know you inside
just
out,
not
brother.
Today. I'll see you on Saturday to paint the fences.
Well, we're going to keep the fun happening, guys, playing What's My Age Again. Basically, you can call us on 131009. And we're going to guess your age because we think we're okay at this game because we talk to a lot of people like Lyndon and we think we can precisely get your age correctly. And we have a leaderboard going. Maddie is still currently in the lead on 9 gold stars.
Did that kill you to say that?
No. Just now? No. Myself and Crevo, we're tying on 7. So call up. 131009 and see if we can guess your age correctly.
We'll do it next.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
This is a game we like to play on the show where you call up on 131009 and we try and correctly guess your age. We have a preschool tally board here made up of gold stickers, gold stars, and currently Maddie's in the lead on 9, Karevo and myself are tying on 7. So basically, we get a gold star if we correctly guess your age or the closest without going over.
All right, let's get into it right now. First up on the line is Aiden. Hey, Aiden.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, good. Thank you, mate. All right. Question number one for you, Aiden. Do you eat a lot of spaghetti?
Yes.
Okay. Question number two. Have you been to Uluru?
No.
Okay. I think you are 36.
I think you are 47, Aiden.
I think you are 40.
Wow.
Older?
He's a very, very far off. I'm only 27 years old.
Oh, no, we're all wrong.
We got no points. You have such a mature voice.
Yeah,
man.
Really deep.
It's incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a... Wow.
That's a good thing. Well, you got us. You win.
You win. Gold
thank
star
you,
for you.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's just
you
how
feel
it works.
Kind of bad, don't you?
Sorry. Next up is Kev.
Hey,
how you
Kev.
Doing, Kev?
Hey, how are we, guys?
Excellent. All right, question number one. Also a deep voice here, I'm noticing. When was the last time you had a pub meal?
Probably a month or so ago.
Okay, and what pets do you have, if any?
We've got chicken, birds, and goldfish.
And goldfish.
Birds and goldfish, okay.
Okay, I've got this. I think you are... 39, Kev.
I think you are 38.
I'm going to go with 35.
Mate, you got me. You're spot on, eh? The first one, I'm 39.
Oh! Yes!
You beauty! Maddie's
got it.
You beauty indeed. Thank you, Kev. Happy days.
Right. Oh, you're so good at this game. All right, we're going to Tess now. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, Tess, your first question, do you get any pedicures and manicures?
Not recently, no.
Okay.
How do you like your meat cooked, Tess?
Well done.
You're well done.
Righto.
All right, I am going to guess that you are 36, Jade.
I'm going to say you're 52.
I think you are 57, Tess.
Oh, you're way out.
How old are you?
47, nearly 48 next fortnight.
No.
So is that one for me?
What did you guess?
36. I'd be the closest with
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay,
one
you
point
get it.
For you. Thank you, Tess.
By technicality. Way off. Still got a point. I'll take it.
I should get 2 stars for guessing it correctly,
no,
like
you
on
can't
the nose,
just
you know?
Create rules.
No,
as
well.
We don't.
What do you mean?
Maybe going forward.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. Guys, politics aside, but I don't know if you were across the news this week about the job rates. Apparently, the lowest unemployment in a long time this week, which is great after COVID, right?
Of course,
wow,
yeah.
The lowest it's ever been.
No, it's... You took those words and twisted
time.
Them in a long time. Anyway, let's not get bogged down in that. Yeah. It was a pivot to this. So even influencers need people to work for them, right? And this one job application has gone viral. Abby Chatfield, who you might remember from The Bachelorette. She was in Matt Agnew's season. And she also won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year.
I didn't know that.
Well, she's looking for an assistant. And she's posted the job up on her Instagram page. And let me tell you, I don't think anybody will want this job. I'm going to tell you more next. But if you're looking to maybe, you know, work for an influencer and get into that field, it might be right up your alley. So stay tuned. Jade, I thought you'd be great at this job because it's only a 1 to 3 day a week commitment.
Oh, that's good.
I know you were looking at sort of different types of work and, you know, you're always up for making a buck.
Multiple streams of income. Yeah. So I've learnt that from Crevo over here.
The more the better.
Well, exactly. I want to tell you more about this job next. It's New
FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Speaking of that weather, Maddie, we just opened up the blind here to our studio looking out at Sandgate. Beautiful and sunny. A little bit windy, though, but I'm loving it.
You're right. You're finished. And you're taking my job.
No, just, you know, everyone's loving the weather. It feels like, you know.
What are the tops today at the lake, Jay?
Feels like we're coming out of the ice age. You know what I mean?
What's the temp at the lake today? The top temp?
The top temp at Maitland is 29. The top temp in Newcastle is 28. And the top temp on the lake, I believe, is 28 as well.
You surprise me sometimes. Guys, I tell you what, I am so fascinated with Abby Chatfield, right? Now, you might remember her from The Bachelorette. Matt Agnew didn't choose her, unfortunately. She went on to do a podcast, and of course, she went on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year, and won. But she's looking for a personal assistant. And
what
I
would
wanted
she
to
need one for?
I know you don't like her, but just bear with me.
Yeah.
So this is a really interesting job and a real insight into, I guess, an influencer's life and what they're after, right?
Yeah.
Now, this job seems really loose. So it's made news because she posted an advertisement for this on TikTok from her toilet.
Weeing, but I'm also accepting TikTok applications and videos. Videos would be really funny, but keep them snappy. Keep them snappy, girls and guys. And non-binary cutie pies? That was cute.
Very demanding.
You know what I hear from that?
What?
She's done on the toilet. She's just been sitting there thinking to herself, you know what would be good? A personal assistant.
Mm. You know what? You can't
I'm going to take applications right now.
You can't trust a drip dryer. I'm sorry.
What's a drip dryer?
Well, obviously, if she weed, right? She was doing this on the toilet. Yeah. She was just drip drying.
I want to go through the job application because I actually think that it's so weird and, like, very unorganized. So it says, I need your help. Yeah. Part-time, casual, Sydney-based personal assistant. The general gist. You will be working on one-on-one with me, with your main goal being to ensure everything gets done. That is basically it. If you have experience using Xero and or Adobe Suites, that would come in handy, though. It is not required. Confidentiality is required, along with unmatched organization skills, a love for creating content, and strong initiative. Now, this role would be ideally suited to a university student studying media, communications, or similar, though it is open to everyone from all backgrounds and skill sets. Make up your mind, doll. Who do you
actually want
for this
Just
job?
Say, you know what I mean? Oh, God.
Uni students, that screams of her ripping some kid off.
Yeah, she just wants to pay cheap wage.
I'll get to that. This is a very entry-level position, and you will learn on the job with your role evolving along with your skill set.
What's a load of crap.
I feel sorry for whoever gets this job because there's no direction. Currently, the role will be 1 to 3 days per week, depending on your availability and how much I need you around. Some weeks are hectic. Some are very quiet. So days and hours are super flexible. No. This is my favorite part of the job. No qualifications necessary. Ugh. Just fantastic organization, reliability, and the willingness to think outside the box. Tasks and responsibilities.
Oh, no, it keeps going.
It keeps going. Oh, what I find so fascinating about this, she's like, you don't need any qualifications, but you kind of do. But then you don't, but actually you do. Tasks and responsibilities involved processing expenses and assisting in other basic accounting. So you need to be a good accountant, social media management and assistance. You need to be a social media marketer. Ensuring calendars are up to date and synced, helping with general life organisation. Email organisation of multiple inboxes and ensuring tasks are completed in a timely manner. Assistance in content creation, including adding your own ideas and thoughts. Packing and sending merchandise orders. Speaking with clients, managers, agents, and other relevant contacts.
Oh, my God.
Working from home office with some work being able to be completed from your home. And Adobe Suite and Xero experience preferred but not necessary.
Oh, my God. This chick's up ahead.
Wait. Don't give the email address because that's an ad.
I won't. Sound like you? Email your resume too. And then it says underneath, no DMs and CVs are optional. I hate writing them, so no pressure if you CVF, This job, what does she want from somebody?
She wants, too much. She wants them to have, like, the experience of every job ever.
But not necessary.
But be paid as a uni student who only works one day a week when you have to work 24-7.
Nah, I get it.
Nightmare
right?
position. Mm. Kids, don't do it.
No, if you're a uni student, right, I actually like Abby Chatfield. I think she's very funny. But if you are looking to get into this type of work, could be a great entry-level position. So if you're listening right now, maybe you're at Newcastle Uni, you can, you know, spare a day and you want to get involved. She's taking applications via TikTok. So there's no real, like, process here. Mm. So if she likes you, you'll essentially get the job.
Maybe.
So if you want to know the email,
you Google it.
I'm going to do it. Abby at itsalotpodcast.com.
It's an ad. I'm calling it out now.
What a load of BS. You know what? I'm tired of talking about it. It's annoying me.
You just wish that you could have a personal assistant.
No, I don't. Because you
I
know
think
what?
Nightmare position, but that's just me.
100% it's a nightmare position. She wants you to work from home as well.
Unreasonable.
Very unreasonable.
Job ads. Hey, Jackson, you've spent a lot of time with these sort of bachelorette influencers. Yeah. Like, it'd be a hard job, right?
I would not like to do it at all. Like, I'd rather, I don't know, dig ditches for the rest of my life than work for Abby Chatfield.
Really?
Yeah, because, I tried to organise her to get on air today.
Yeah.
And that in itself made me pull my hair out. Like, it's just taxing.
She'll be irrelevant soon, so don't worry.
Either way, lifting each other up.
Either way, that job sounds like a punish for almost zero money.
Yeah.
One to three days a week. I mean,
and some weeks are busy and some weeks are not.
That sounds like it's 24/7.
If you are a uni student and you rely on that for your 2-minute noodles, you're going to go hungry every now and again.
I really want to rewrite the job ad. Multifaceted, complex manager.
Maybe you should go for the job. Why don't you? You seem to love it. What are you? Two, 3 days a week.
I don't
want to
take the opportunity from somebody.
Oh, yeah, right. Truth is revealed.
I don't want to be a lapdog for an influencer.
She literally wants a friend to call that's like, hey, you're bored? What are you doing? But she wants them to be a lawyer, a priest, a this, a that.
Yeah, okay. and an expert at multiple different platforms. It's a hard no.
I failed maths in school. She wants an accountant, probably not for me. A birthday lotto up next, Craig.
Yeah, that's right. So we're looking for people born in March. This is very simple. If you're born in March, you've got a chance this morning at $700. 13:10:09 if you'd like a chance to spin our birthday balls.
That's right. Who are we looking for today?
March
babies. Oh, how relevant.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Easiest way to win cash around here. Very simple. All you need to do is be born. Congratulations, you're eligible. We're looking for people born in March right now.
That's it. And Joe Franks has called from Charlestown. They are a Pisces through and through, has a holiday planned soon, driving the camper van to visit her daughter who is having a baby. So the cash will come in handy. Hey Joe.
Hey, hi Jade, hi Maddie, hi Credo.
Hey Joe, how are you today? Oh, that sounds so fun.
Congratulations on becoming a grandparent. Is this the first grandchild?
Thank you, yes it is. Very exciting.
Oh, how awesome. When is your daughter due?
In May, 10th of May.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, that's awesome.
Have you wondered what kind of grandmother you'll be, Joe? Because I guess it's like having your first child all over again. Like, you can kind of start over with the grandchildren, right?
That's it. Hopefully I'll do a better job this time. I think as a grandparent you're probably a bit more patient.
Yeah.
And you have a bit more time to just relax, and you can always give them back when
I was gonna say send them home to mum and dad.
How that's exciting, Joe. Whereabouts is your daughter? Because you said you're driving to see her.
Yeah, she's off on the Gold Coast. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
Well, fingers crossed we can win you this cash. $700 up for grabs right now.
Here we go.
Oh, here it comes. All right. I've come pulled on, out the 3rd of March.
Oh, no.
What date was it?
It's the 18th.
Oh.
No good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, happy birthday for the other day.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Joy, sorry we couldn't give you the cash today. Oh, I wanted to give it to Joe. She's so lovely.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, it's Olivia here from Charlestown East Public School. A sunny day ahead with winds northerly tending northwesterly. We are expecting a top temperature of 28 degrees in the city and 28 degrees inland. Sunny tomorrow with winds becoming light during the day and partly cloudy with a chance of showers on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
For those who don't know, Crevo's ankles fuse together.
Yeah.
Like the bones, they become one and then they sort of re-break.
I thought I had problems this morning. I've washed half of my clothes doing like a big wardrobe clean out and I'm wearing a shirt that looked great on me 3 summers ago.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Oh, Olivia from Class 34C at Charlestown East Public School. Good job.
Good job,
so
honey.
Good future weather reporter right there.
Yeah, and you have walked away a winner, Olivia. You've got a birthday party at Kids World Playland at Green Hills. It's all about food, fun and play there.
How great for her.
I know.
Some of life's best things.
I know.
Food, fun and
play. Birthday party. I actually went to a birthday party on Friday night. It was a skate bowl set up and it was sick. I just missed being that age.
Wow.
Just being 9, 10, running around.
I mean, you do your best to relive that age every day. But
I do. I do. Well, you have to stay young as long as you can mentally, you know.
Top tips from Jade.
But anyway, on 13:10:09, we want to know what weird thing have you kept? This is because I've become one of those weirdos.
Can I read it out? Because you put this on the New FM Facebook page yesterday,
I did.
Right? And you didn't tell us about this.
I swear
story.
I did.
No, you didn't. You
I
popped
may
it up
have glossed
face.
Over it.
You yeah. popped it up on Facebook and I we were did. Like, what? Jade has been keeping her dog's toe cuttings.
Yep.
What weird things have you or someone you know kept or keeping? You're clipping your dog's nails.
What?
And you're keeping them.
That's disgusting.
But only one. I know you shouldn't have favourites, but I sort of do. I love Murdy, and she's the one that it's really, really hard to cut her toenails. So when I manage to get a couple, I like to keep them.
And Jay, are you keeping them in like a jar?
No,
like a clear jar that you can look through and slowly fill up the side.
I have them on you know how you get those little porcelain sort of trinket trays? I have one of them on my kitchen hutch.
Jade, that's just actually just filthy.
I love it. It's so cute.
Do you keep your and Ben's nail clippings as well?
No, the other dog likes
Ew.
To eat them. But I really, really like keeping Murdy's toe cuttings.
Okay, so what do you think you'll get from keeping these?
Nothing. I just like the little collection.
How many
I
do you have?
I think it's cute. And I've thought about getting them put into a little necklace. like sort of, so you know how like when you can see glitter this, shake
this
around in a little.
This is the most cooked thing I have ever heard.
I know. I admit it. I might be loopy.
You know,
but
Jade,
that's okay. I love my dog. I love Myrtle, and I love her cute little toe clippings. And it's sort of like a proud thing that I managed to cut a couple without her biting
Jade,
me.
Jade, I think it's so disgusting. But do you know what? This is why we all love you, because who else? Who else on this planet is keeping dogs
so
clippings?
Right,
I think there's someone else there who's...
I doubt it.
No, I think a lot of pet owners will keep... Sometimes I had a... I was so upset when I moved house because I'd managed to find a couple of Ruben's teeth that have fallen out as a puppy.
Oh.
And I kept them and I put them into a Glad bag. And when I was doing my packing, I threw the Glad bag out thinking it was rubbish, but it had his teeth in it.
Guess what? Shock horror. It's rubbish.
Look, Jade, you're one of a kind and we love you for that. In my eyes, it's a biohazard, but it's up. That's fine. You know, I'm sure it's safe, really.
I'd just like to get it made, put them into a little trinket necklace. But anyway, 131009, what weird thing have you kept? I don't think I'm the only one out there keeping odd things.
Okay, taking your calls after this. If you can beat Jade's toenails, bravo.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
One of the weirdest things Jade's ever come out with, just revealed before, she keeps her dog's toenail clippings. 131009 this morning. What weird thing do you keep?
It's me, Sam.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Get your freak on.
Yeah, look... I'm not ashamed.
Necessary opener there. Get your freak on because it is weird, Jade.
Oh, look, I'm not
totally
ashamed.
Freaky, dog.
No, so
totally
weird. I've never heard of this before.
Myrtle's my little baby girl. I love her so much and she doesn't like her toenails being cut. So if I do manage to get two, they're normally quite long. And I like having a
How
little,
long are they?
They're probably about,
a centimetre?
I don't know, no, not a centimetre. They're probably about, I don't know, 3-4 mil, I guess.
Ugh.
Maybe a bit longer. I'm not a carpenter, so I'm not good with measurements, but I do really, I have about 6-7 of them at the moment, and they're just in a little trinket bowl that I keep on my outdoor kitchen hutch on my in my Zumba room.
What does your husband Ben think of this, just briefly?
I don't think he's seen them yet.
Right.
He doesn't really, like, go, that's sort of my kitchen hutch, it's sort of my area.
This is where hoarding begins, Jade. It really does.
Keeping
when you
your
can't...
dog's toenail clippings.
But they're cute, and I want to, I know there's this place where you can get all the toenail clippings put into, like, a necklace and they seal it, so they just sort of shake around like a little charm.
When you can't part with dog toenail clippings,
I love her.
And there's an issue.
I love my baby girl. Anyway, we're going to go to Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, how you going?
Hey, thanks. It's Alicia.
Alicia.
Alicia. Sorry.
Sorry for that.
That's okay.
What unusual thing are you keeping?
Hello. Sorry.
What unusual thing are you keeping?
So I've got the umbilical clamps for my 3 kids, but it's still actually got the dry cord inside it.
Ah.
And I've got all their teeth that they've lost over the years in little Ziploc bags, dated with which child and which position the tooth was in.
That's really sweet. No, my mum's done that too.
With the teeth, is it really all of them, like you could make a full set again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
That's incredible.
So what do the kids think about it, Alicia, when they see
this? They've only just found out right now while they're looking at me saying this, and I'm getting some really disgusted looks from the older two.
Yeah, you know what, Alicia, my mum has done what you have. My baby umbilical cord's actually in the photo album. An envelope.
Oh,
but she has kept the teeth. And when I went round to her place in Queensland not long ago, she said, she brought out the teeth and she said, what do you want me to do with these? And I said, well, I don't know, Mum.
Well, that's it. I have no idea what I'm going to do with them. I just started it when the first one left and kept doing it.
Ladies, question for you. Isn't the child and the physical child enough of a memento? You know? Like, just saying. Thanks for your call,
Alicia.
You're
a lovely mum.
Thanks. Thanks for joining the chat. That's amazing.
Going to Tanya this morning. Hey, Tanya, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Hey, going well, thanks. What weird thing do you keep?
Well, I'm with Alicia. I've got my son's now 22, and
I've got all his teeth.
22 years old. What does he think of that?
Oh, he thinks I'm a bit strange. But that's okay. I haven't listed them as to which tooth they went in what position.
You feel a bit better now, don't you?
Hey, I do. Tanya, where do you keep them?
Well, they're in a little box that says, you know, my baby's first tooth. Well, it's got about 20 in there, and there's some more in a little container.
That's so cute.
That is,
I think it's
cute.
Really no, nice. It's a mum thing, I think.
It must be.
We're
must
going
be.
To April now. Hello, April.
Oh, hello.
Hey, good, thank you. So what weird thing have you kept or are keeping?
I've kept my Pop's glass eye.
Oh, that takes the cake right there.
Your Pop's glass eye.
That's cool.
So, obviously, he's passed away. I'm guessing he doesn't need it. So
he doesn't need it.
No, well, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
So, how... Oh, I have so many questions running through my head.
Pick one.
How
pick
long ago
favorite.
Did he pass away?
Oh, like... Probably, it's been well over 10 years.
Ten years. And so do you have it on display?
No, God, no. I've got it. It's in like a little ring case in my car. I've got two little boys, so they found it.
Oh my God, April!
I think what they do with it.
Question for you, April, because I've never like actually seen a real glass eye. Mm. What do they look and feel like? Like, how big are they? If you could compare it
the size
to something.
Of an eyeball?
Or a marble.
It's just like an eyeball. they're not circle. It's like a semicircle, as if it was going to sit over an eye.
Really? So is it?
It's really thick, and it doesn't feel like glass. It almost feels like plastic.
Yeah, does see, it move guys, around? Not a dumb question.
Pardon?
Does it move around? Like, does the pupil move?
No.
Okay, just checking. I've never seen one either.
I've got, do you know what? I've got a great idea how you can actually get some use out of this, April.
Hell.
With your kids. What you say is grandpa is watching. You stick it up. You can go out, live your life, go out with the girls and just leave the eye in their room. He'll tell me.
That's what he used to do to us.
Oh, that's so sweet. Have you ever used it at Halloween and popped it in one of your kids' glasses
no,
when they're drinking?
No, we had a housemate, though, and I'd stick it in the fridge sometimes to scare him.
That's amazing. You know what? Your Pop would be having a laugh, watching you play with his glass eye.
Do you think
you'd
get a kick out of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Oh,
good
great story.
April.
Hey, April, we're going to send you along to Mega Creatures Family Pass. All yours, okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
Thanks for the story. That was great.
I love
the glass
that story.
Eye story. We haven't had that one before, which is always nice.
Do people have glass eyes?
I think they're plastic now.
I wonder what the stats are. That would be rare if it's glass.
Well, see, there's a myth busted because we all thought that it was a ball.
A ball,
and
yeah.
it's not. It's
sort
not.
Sort of almond shape, I guess, is not how I imagined it. Up next, though, guys, love it or loathe it, and we're going to be talking changing career paths.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, so, guys, this is my chance to get your thoughts on the daily topics. You just got to pick love it or loathe it, no fence sitting.
Yep.
And today we're doing changing careers. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love it. I think it's a good thing.
Well, we all know you love it, Jade. You've had, like, 50 careers.
I know,
you're
but
only
I think
34.
It's important to have a bit of, is it diversity
no,
in your life?
No, I loathe it. You know what? If you can get into something you love, stick to it.
Stick to
keep
it.
Keep at it.
Is that why you stayed at Dulux for 10 years?
No, I stayed there because it was easy and convenient. But I love radio. So here I'm, you know, I've worked in radio for four or five years now.
Yeah, but, you know, long gone are the days where you have to stay in a job for 20, 30 years. Like, my mum always used to whinge at me, why can't you just stay in the one profession? But, you know, I like to try different things. There's lots of things that I want to do in life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to tick all the boxes.
You can do anything you want with your life, darling.
Of course you can. Don't ever think you can't, kids.
The reason I bring this up is Prince Harry, or do we even call him that anymore?
Yeah.
Harry, a bloke called Harry, he's got himself a real job. So he's being called and I've never heard this title before, the Chief Impact Officer for a Silicon Valley startup. They're an app company it's like a mental health coaching app.
Right.
And it's called BetterUp. Apparently he's been using it for a few months. I don't know if that just qualifies him right there. But yeah, they've valued this company at $1.73 billion.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if they went on Shark Tank, if they would pick those numbers right apart. But basically he's going to be just sort of like a figurehead, I think, as a chief impact officer. What does that even mean?
You're right, for your position.
Good on him.
But he ain't running the day-to-days of that.
I love that he really puts a focus on mental health. It's important.
Yeah, well, it's a corporate job, right? This is not a charity position. He's in there to try and make some cash. So this company, apparently the app is being used by big companies like the Hilton Group, Facebook, and Chevron. So, they're obviously making some sales, making some money there.
Any chat about the salary?
No, they haven't given any info about that.
Doesn't matter, though.
Well, he'll probably get big money, like, obviously promoting it.
Good on him. I think it's great.
Yeah, you got him.
Really? This is his first job.
Yeah.
Like, being a part of the royal family.
He was in the army a bit.
Yeah, service. It's service. It's not an actual job. So he should be getting. And
yeah.
No, but it's not like what he was doing, right?
Yeah.
It was service to his country. He wasn't getting paid for it, I'm sure. So basically, this is the first time he's ever gotten a job. So he should get entry-level positions and get paid accordingly.
He's got the notoriety.
Well, he's still smart. He still went to college and university and all that stuff. Like, it's not like he's not qualified.
It's just awkward when the royals start getting corporate jobs. I mean, it's just weird, isn't
Changing
it?
Changing times.
Yeah.
So they've said this announcement is worth millions in itself. Just the announcement of him getting the job. To this startup, obviously heaps of free publicity, and if he's done a deal with a salary as well as shares in the business, so that he'll make millions off this, and he probably will just have to show up to a couple events.
Wow, good on him.
Good deal, there you go. Right?
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The world 105 minutes commercial free coming up with producer Jackson.
Yeah, it is.
This song's grown on me.
Me too.
So good.
It's like an earworm, right? Pink and her daughter, Willow Sage Hart, which is a fantastic name, by the way. Bryan Adams.
Yes.
In there as well. And Glass Animals.
My favourite.
Heat Waves.
Going well. The Glass music Animals. Is on point at the moment. I'm loving it.
You wonder how they come up with names for bands. It's like they just put random word generator.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they just
that'll do.
Sit around having a few beers and go, what's a fun name?
Yeah.
We could name, like, pretend we're a band right now. Let's try and name it.
All right.
Our band.
You know what? I'd call us, Blackhearts.
Jade and the Chihuahuas?
No, I call us Blackhearts because Maddie wears black and I have, like, we have good hearts. So
what about Crevo?
Oh, well, sorry, you're in it too.
Crevo's got curly hair, so what about the curly Blackhearts?
There we go. The curly Blackhearts.
Hey, guys, I am holding a party next week for my birthday. Of course, my 30th was ruined by COVID.
Right,
so
off,
I'm holding a 30+1 birthday this year. You're all invited, of course.
Yay!
But I've got a couple of things that I wanted to address with you guys up next.
Okay.
Just regulations. More so etiquette. Because of everything, we've had such a busy few weeks, I haven't really put any time into planning my own birthday.
So you want us to help you?
Yeah.
I get to plan?
No, I didn't invite you in to plan the birthday. I'm just asking you.
So Jade's doing the catering issue?
Yeah.
Jats and dip and some pre-cut Bega cheese cubes with, like, toothpicks just sitting to the side.
Look, I'm going to be honest. So Jade threw something at me yesterday.
Yeah.
She wanted me to write a wish list of everything I want for my birthday.
Well,
And she wanted me to share it with you guys, and I thought that was a bit much. Anyway, we'll get into it next. I've got a few things we need to discuss.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, big birthday party happening at mine next weekend. I'm turning 31, which is always fun. COVID ruined my 30th. And now I've got a few little dilemmas because I haven't really paid any attention up until last night. And I had like a small panic attack because I thought, oh my God, I've got so much to do. I really do. Planning parties are hard.
You should be learning by now that you need to start planning things in advance. You always leave everything to the last
minute. You've got heaps of time. What do you need? Like a cheese board, a tub full of drinks and a...
Week out's plenty of time.
Cups or something, isn't that it?
So I've invited most people from work, like in our close team here.
Yeah.
And I've also invited most of my friends. So I'm expecting around 20 to 25 people. I've already... said yes to people sleeping, and I don't really have the room for it, but I have to accept that. But I thought last night, why should I have to pay for my own birthday party? Because I like a little list, right? I made a little.
Right, okay,
I've got a look. I'm putting it out there. I made a list. I need to pay for catering. I have some vegan friends in there, so you have to pay for vegan catering on top of normal catering. No, like just the food. Oh, like okay. You've got to feed people, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, you made me provide food for Halloween.
Oh, I didn't make you. I think that's just did. Yeah, I know.
I carried on like a pork chop.
I'll accept that. So I've got to pay for the catering, and then I have to pay for my own decoration. So I wanted to do a whole design thing where there's like balloons and a big 3-0 and a plus and a 1. That people can get pictures in front of. So I've planned out how I want it to
look.
Like
a media wall at the Oscars?
Yeah, look. Obviously, I have to pay for booze as well for everyone. Like, is it okay to really ask people to bring anything? Really, holding your birthday party, the person whose birthday it is the loser. Because you have to pay for everything. Do you think it's acceptable? Because Jade said yesterday, she goes, I want you to, like, maybe write a wish list of everything that you want for your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, it's only because I know you're buying things at the moment. For the and apartment, I've heard Crevo mention that he's going to get you a present and what you...
She told me what it was, by the way, a plan.
Yeah. And then...
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
I don't
you
remember
said,
saying
you
that.
You did. You said, I'll probably get him a plan.
I've got a...
And Jackson's getting you a print for your wall, and I jotted his memory for that last week because he'd forgotten, didn't you, producer Jackson?
I had to order it, yep.
Yeah, oh, look, it's ordered now.
Oh, thank you. Well, look, what
but
I thought
you
I
you had
do...
a rule. Hold on a second. He said, any homeware gifts need to be given... before the party.
Well...
But you didn't have the balls to say it.
So, let me just say this. I've changed my mind.
Okay.
What I think we should do, right, like a bar mitzvah, I think everyone should put in some money in an envelope to pay for the party. That's all I want.
Hey, I'm happy with that. Easy.
Yeah, like those little red envelopes the Chinese put money in at weddings and stuff, you know? Like, you don't have to put your name on
just
it.
Just a wishing well.
I think it's nice giving a gift.
It is, but also I get that you're, like, because you've just had a lot of expenses recently.
Is it too much to ask people to pay for my party?
Okay, it's not, but this is what I can. This is what I'll say.
I think so.
This is what I'll say. I like what you're saying with an anonymous system, so you don't know how much people are giving. But you can't be looking and trying to work it out because I know you. That is the sort of thing you would do. Oh, Brooklyn only gave this much, or you know, oh, Creepo.
Yeah,
only
I
gave
look at the
much.
Salary
or
versus
Lee
gift.
Lee only gave me $20.
You know, that's the sort of if you want. It's fine to have a wishing well sort of situation, especially because you've had a lot of expenses, but you need to make it truly anonymous for that to be real.
Well, I do have a second backup option to pay for the party
that
wanted to bring up here on the show. Because I guess seeing that our friendship, Jade, has become so transactional and like dollar for dollar, buck for buck. Can we just rewind to your birthday last year?
Yeah.
What did you get for your birthday? From us.
A stripper.
And? A limousine.
Oh, yeah.
A MasterChef quality cake by Resignal from Cake Boy. I think you should maybe repay the favour. This is a big birthday for me.
And this is why I stay out of the team birthday parties, because what a nightmare being involved in all of that.
I'm not an Indian giver. but I kind of am.
You sounds like you're an innie.
You sounds like you really are.
Just putting the idea out there. Yeah. I paid for that with my own money.
That's sweet.
And decorations as well.
So I'm getting blackmailed.
Well, you know what?
Actually, I was 50-50 in on that, wasn't I?
Yeah.
In the end, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, yeah, you were, actually. Yeah. So, Crevo and I gave you that incredible party.
I'm off the hook.
How are you off the hook?
Because I paid half.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Just putting it out there, Jade.
Max isn't my thing.
So, hopefully you can come to the table.
Wow.
Our birthday lotto up next. You want to play, Jade? $700 up for grabs. I've never seen a more shocked look on her face.
Let's hope we can win Maddie.
Maddie can't play.
$700.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, we have $700 to give away today with Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday to play October, yeah, Crevo?
Yeah, that's right. That's we're looking for people born in October. This is your big chance to score the cash. And it is time now to meet Andrew. He's from Thornton, a cafe worker. And on his day off, you'll find him on the golf course. You're a big golfer, eh?
I enjoy a game. I've just started getting back into it after a fair few years off.
Nice one. Do you drive around on the buggies or are you a walker?
Nah, walk. I need the exercise.
Yeah, good.
Good on you.
Andrew, Crevo also failed to mention the other half of your bio here that producer Jackson sent through. Thinks Jade needs to dig deep into her pocket to help Maddie with his birthday.
I think that's only fair.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I like you, Andrew. I really do. I hope you win the money. Sending all the good vibes. Here we go. Let's spin birthday balls. Can I spin them for Andrew, actually?
Okay, yep, hold on.
I feel like that my good vibes might win him the money.
Okay. Here you go. Here we go.
Hang on. We're passing the
bingo machine.
Over to Maddie.
I'm sorry if I fail you, Andrew. Here we go.
Oh, mate, doesn't matter.
Here we go. We have number 12. Were you born on the 12th?
Not the 1st.
Oh.
Ah, too bad.
Sorry, man. I wasn't lucky. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Birthday lotto worth $725 tomorrow, guys. That is us done for another day. Hope you enjoy your
midweek, everyone.
Enjoy Wednesday. The sun.
The sunshine is out. It's so good.
The beach will start clearing up the water, I think, but by tomorrow.
Are you going to go for a swim?
Bit murky. Yeah, because it's hot. It's going to be so humid today. A big shout out to All Out at Singleton as well, because just because the sun is shining doesn't mean that we're through the hard parts yet.
Yeah, a lot of people are still dealing with the floods, still dealing with the cleanup. If you've got stuff, you know, you're coming back to your house today or whatever, sending you all the good vibes.
Yeah, so many potholes out in the roads. Oh, poor council. Must be a sucky job being the pothole filler.
And if you've got like flood damage and stuff, please be careful and make sure you take lots of photos for insurance purposes, etc.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Well, it is.
Also, the Hunter River is expected to cause some moderate flooding today as well.
Really?
So we'll keep you up to date with New FM News. Jackson's in next with 105 Commercial Freak.
Yo. Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes. Lovely.
Everyone gets all up in their feels about this. People criticising Kim Kardashian for putting it on her story on Instagram. They're like, oh, good to know a 40-year-old woman's getting around to a TikTok star song crying in her car.
Aww.
I mean, give her a break. She got divorced, right? Kid Rock is in there as well. And he looked hot at the Grammys. Harry Styles.
Didn't he just melt in your mouth like
a Ferrero Rocher.
That was Jade's equivalent of the Homer Simpson drool.
It really was. There's something about him. He just reminds me of a Ferrero Rocher. You bite into him and a bit of...
Why, because he wears frilly outfits?
No, that just that nice melt like chocolatey centre.
Nutty as well.
Yeah, a bit nutty. He is a bit quirky.
Ball-shaped.
I like him. What can I say?
Enjoy, guys.
Said it all.
Catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.